Blue Jay girls basketball tops Mandan on the road, while the Blue Jay boys basketball and boys hockey teams fall to the Braves. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The Jamestown High School girls basketball team extended its win streak to 3 games on Tuesday night on the road as the Blue Jays defeated Mandan 72-59. Jamestown lit up the scoreboard in the first half of play, connecting for 8 threes in the opening 18 minutes. Senior Ella Falk had 16 points before the break and finished with a game-high 19 points for Jamestown. Bree Otley ended the night in double figures with 14 points, and Tegan Boshi had 10. With the win, Jamestown improves to 5-3 on the year, 4-3 in the West region. The Blue Jays host Watford City on Saturday afternoon. To boys basketball from last night, Jamestown battled for 36 minutes on the road at number 2 Mandan, but came up just short in a 64-59 loss. Jamestown was led by Ryan Larson, who had 16 points, including 11 in the second half. Caden Cox ended the game with 10 points as Jamestown drops to 4-4 overall, 3-4 in the WDA. The Blue Jays will also take on Watford City on Saturday. To boys hockey from last night, Jamestown took a 1-0 lead into the third period, but 4 third-period goals propelled Mandan over the Blue Jays. Jamestown dropping to 5-5 overall and 5-4-1 in the West region this season. They welcome Minot to Wilson Arena on Friday night. Coming up tonight on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com, doubleheader action from Newman Arena. The University of Jamestown women's and men's basketball teams taking on Briarcliff tonight. Coverage starts at 5:45 on Jamestown 107.1. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, you can always find us at newsdakota.com.